said that.
I'll start it now anyway.
It was a 10 I gave me.
So much quicker. Yeah, because so I end up like cropping it and taking those
pictures
from. Yeah,
Daryl,
yeah, so that's how we got the numbers to get to that bit.
Yeah.
Are you worked it out yet?
No, I'm just like, I saw it work and I'm just like, I just, like, I know how his mind works, twisted mind, I've just red herring has got a ball, so I'll,
Well, I did the first bit, he's supposed to be solving the rest of it so we can get it on the way home.
Oh, yeah.
Not full start.
Come on, it's on the way home. It has to be.
Just do it. Just do it, David.
Yeah, well, it's got to be, it's on, what is it, Port Rush Road.
There you go.
So.
What was that movie? Just do it. Do it.
It's not a drive-by, it's a bit of a walk, but...
Nah. That's
oh, is it?
It's about a 300-metre walk. From
it's dark, it's raining, it can wait. I'm not obsessed with first finds anymore.
Yeah, you are.
Yes, you are. Everyone is.
Yeah, you are.
And if it's close to home...
Secretly.
Yeah, that's people always say they're not...
You reckon? All right, I am obsessed then.
Does terrain change come summer, come winter? And everything in between.
Snow seasons. That's a lot of Mount Buller caches that are like train four that I've just walked by.
Yeah, we're lucky we don't get that here. Because, yeah, where you go.
The Americans always talk about
ice and snow.
Caching in summer. And I say, well, we do less caching in summer and more in winter.
Because
it's too damn hot.
Yeah, because all we get is rain.
Do you know what? There needs to be more seasonal. Like, bloody, we did more some of your Onkaparinga ones last night, eh? And then the bloody sow sobs, I freaking hate them sort of thing. Because they go from a really easy find to just like, yeah, it's just nuts.
None of the hides are hard, just that most of them
especially
are,
where there's
are about a kilometre from the road. If you notice the gorge, the closest access point's just about anywhere to get to the river is about a kilometre.
Yeah.
Apart from Old Nalunga end, obviously, but...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's a couple of easy ones I put in, but I put a mix in. You got to remember, those things were put out in 2006.
Yeah, I'm glad they're actually... Well, I actually think... I've been going out with them with Jess Wrigley. You know, obviously, as you would have seen, sort of here and there, and they're actually great hikes. It's a great area. So.
Yeah, it's good. And when I do my... when I do my... virtual... or whatever it's called, I'm going to put it down there somewhere.
Oh, you got one as well?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I've just been working out how to do it.
Quite a lot of
it. You get a new lounge?
Lounge is falling apart.
A bit of gaffer tape will fix it.
I've got to get back down there though, and I'm waiting till after winter because I know how it gets down there. You can't get across the river and all sorts of shit.
Did you take a hiking pole to get through the sow sobs? Like,
but
from elsewhere technique, which is, you know, you just go, and you move
and
your pole around.
And then the cache just goes crack.
Yeah.
Well, then you hear a dunk dunk or a, you know. He used to call it his plastic detector. He had a little stick with little barbs on the end of it.
There was one
sharp
up in the Barossa that was like that, and it was before they
banned
burying.
Lover's Lane.
And it was it's literally buried
that's
under about this much.
It's still there.
Yeah, it's like,
have you done that?
I haven't found that yet.
And it takes forever.
It's a 5-star.
Yeah, it's a pretty unique detail.
I did that. It was pretty easy because it was like obvious when we.
Sometimes you can't find
it. It's about a drive. It was pretty much a drive by, and I was like, I'll take this.
If you read some of the older logs,
they got a metal lid.
Just couldn't find it. And they had groups of 5 or 6. Right.
They put glue on the metal lid, turned it over, and just got all the crap from the ground, all the grass, all the dead bits of tree, and everything. So when it dried, it perfectly blends in. And then whoever the last finder was, you put a few handfuls of rubbish over it and it's just invisible. And you walk around doing this and then you go dunk dunk. So you were lucky to see it standing out because if the last hider hides it well, you can't find it.
And a lot of the people these days don't know that they're actually looking for something buried either because it's against the
rules. That's right, exactly right. That's a big red herring.
That's what we ran into trouble with that the other day.
So, going back to your question, Barney, so actually, there's Team Astros, is it? But there's like a beehive one down on your
peninsula. Yeah, that bastard, I went and checked on it for even though I'd found it years before, went and checked on it and got stung. Because actually, bees had moved into the beehive.
So apparently, every 6 months, he changed the terrain from 1.5 to whatever it is, 4.5. He actually, that's where he told me that every 6 months he actually manually changed it. So where you think you may have a good DT grid, suddenly gets changed the next time.
Ooh. It depends on whether the bees are in residence. But at the last I heard, the whole bee box was gone. So someone must have found it.
So the cache is in.
Because they're worth about $100.
Yeah, something like
so
that. Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're actually not cheap. So so I haven't done it yet sort of thing. But I've just heard about it. I'm like, I've got to choose my timing for that one.
I drove along the beach.
Just take some smoke.
and I was going past it, so I said to him, "Look, I'll check on it."
Mm.
And I went there, and I saw a bee go in the hole, but there was no like heaps. So I went to lift the lid, and all these fucking bees come out.
So, someone told me with bees, you watch, and if they're going that way, you approach from the side. You never. Like go straight in if they're coming out. Yeah. But
I think these guys got pissed off. I took the lid off these house.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was thinking if it's a hive, they're going to be going in every direction.
Exactly.
Because I did a multi one time, and I knew it was in the hollow of the tree, but the bees had moved into the tree.
Oh no!
I'm allergic to bees, so you know, I sort of like thought, well, you know, is it worth it?
Yes.
when you're looking for something like that small,
don't do
we spent
a field day then.
half an hour to find.
Well, one of the field days got that big one above the entrance.
Yeah.
That's massive.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
it's massive.
It's a big
one. That was still going.
That's that multi, there. Isn't it? That's
it's a really good one. That's really good.
Is that a waypoint or is that the final?
That's where the final is.
Where the bees are.
Yeah.
All right,
they're not going to bug you.
That's a quick multi, let's go.
They're about 4 metres above your head, 3 metres above your head.
Yeah, generally should be fine. You should be fine.
Shouldn't be a problem. And if you get in front of this water, you can jump in anyway.
Yeah, I haven't done that. I've heard that one's got a lot of back and forth walking.
Only if you cock it up.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I only backtrack once.
Just take photos.
But I've heard of people backtrack.
Would a wetsuit work against bees? Just, you know, like scuba suit.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, one of my challenge ones is that one's at Brown Hill Creek.
Oh, yeah.
People were whinging that someone couldn't find that one. It just happened to be there.
No pun intended.
Bill had moved it around. Bill had moved it around to the other side of the tree, which wasn't really kosher. But he moved it away from the beehive, the bees that were going in the crack of the
tree. Well, see, I was appreciating both the challenge and the terrain or the difficulty challenge of the bees. But and so, yeah.
He logs a DNF and someone else logs a DNF. We are done for, So I go down there and I've walked up, even though I didn't know exactly where it was because it had been moved since I'd been there last. But I walked up, oh, there it is.
Mm.
What's the problem? It's right where Bill said it would be.
Yeah, but the problem is Bill never logged that in his cache that he said he moved it in. Yeah, so.
Well, anyway, it was just funny. But when I went there, the grass had obviously died back. It wasn't even covered up.
Yeah, so that's probably, I reckon, the main issues for us, actually.
The grass.
Yeah, grass and sow sobs and... tree climbing in the rain is also not good. But
true. I just got back from the UK and I held two events, one in London and one in Bridgend in Wales, which is halfway between Cardiff and Swansea. And everyone asked me about spiders and snakes. Like, they're going, how do you cache with how do you cache with spiders and snakes? So, of course, being Australian, you've got to tell the stories, you know. Because I've seen...
snakes everywhere.
Yeah, I've probably seen five or six browns while I've been caching.
Yeah.
Not all at once, of course.
But
then they look at you...
I've had seen snakes.
Yeah, but they look at you like you're mad. And it's like, I guess it's what you grow up with. Because we know what to do with snakes. We know
you just leave them.
You leave them alone and snake usually goes one way, you go the other, and you make lots of noise and... And they just think we're mad because they don't understand that it's. I think if you know what to do with it, it's like if you're brought up with dogs, you know how to raise dogs, you know how to treat dogs, you don't get bitten, you know. But it's the same with snakes. And then the spiders, and they were just saying, oh yeah, because they say, oh, we don't like spiders on cages. And then I was talking about the huntsmen's in my place and nearly the size of my hand.
Yeah.
You know? And they just looked at me like, I said, oh, but they're not venomous.
They taste the flies.
Yeah, I said, they get rid of the insects. And I said, they don't attack you or anything. In fact, huntsmen's just scare you because they run away and both of you just go,
Wah! Yeah, that's right.
And they're just thinking I'm mad. And then they all want to know about redbacks. I said, no, there's no worry about redbacks.
And they don't kill you, only kids.
And I said, nowadays, if you get bitten by redback, even the doctor says, I'll just give you a call if you start to feel crook, and that's it. You know? So they just, but they're like legendary over there. They think we're these, you know, what's his name? The guy from Queensland, Australia Zoo, what's his name?
Steve Irwin.
Irwin, they think we're all like Steve Irwin, you know, when we're out caching. You know, crikey, look at this, you know, here's a man eating spider on this cache. So,
I come across a list of the deadliest snakes in the world.
Yeah, we've got most of them.
I reckon we've got about 15 of the top 20.
Yeah, we've got.
Tigers and Tassie,
About 8 of the top 10.
Yeah,
I think we have.
You talk to Americans about Tassie devils. Oh, yeah, because they think like, because they're obviously just like a small, like,
yeah, like a little,
they
yeah.
think they're like the like,
oh,
like
the cartoon.
Yeah. And then it's like, no,
you know, this cache has been muggled by a Tasmanian devil. He's eating it all. Are they in the wild though? I didn't think there was
yeah,
any. There is some in the wild.
One of the places we lived in Tassie, we had heaps.
So they are picking up again? Because weren't the numbers really low? I thought
they are still low, but in parts.
Oh, okay.
They're just an ugly creature.
Yeah.
They're just
I've seen one at the zoo. I've never.
Or the Tassies are, yeah.
Sorry?
Or the Tassies are, right?
They're just ugly. The sounds they make, they just look ugly.
There's another line there, but I'll let it go.
That was far from me to speak, is that what you're saying?
No, we're just about Tasmanians in general. No.
We don't have poison ivy, do we?
No.
There's not too many plants that'll get you in
ticks
Australia.
Ticks or... Well, like them.
Oh,
ticks.
No, there's plenty of ticks in the eastern states.
Yeah, you definitely get ticks.
And Tasmania has ticks. But I got stung about 3 or 4 times with stinging nettle over there because... You don't have the mindset, because I knew about stinging nettle. I've been there before, and the first time I went, I got stung as well, with my poor old lad, who at the time was only six or seven, and you know, oh man, did he get upset?
It is stingy, is it?
Oh, it hurts for ages. But this time around, you know, obviously I was very aware of it, but they don't get stung, so it's just different things.
They're aware of it, they recognise it before the stick of their hand.
Mm. Cation here, I mean, we mostly just look, you know, you don't stick your hand in a dark hole where a snake's going to live, you under a log or whatever, but that's about it. The rest of the time we can just grow. So I'm over there groping, and then you get, the nettles might only be an inch or two high, though. They're just growing, but they still sting you. So you're not thinking, and you just move your hand around, and then you go, God, my hand's sore. But most of them are sort of 4 or 5 foot high, and I ended up walking with a walking pole, and you just use the pole to move the nettles out of the way, so you can get, because the caches in the country there, this is in Wales, like the nettles grow like a foot a month because it rains so much.
Oh,
and it's so you can have a cache that got found. Sorry, I keep saying cache. I've just come back, and I kept saying cache, and people looked at me.
Oh.
So I got in the habit of saying cache. But yeah, the overgrowth there is a real problem for caching. So
you can go for a couple of months not being found.
Yeah, it's gone. Like it's gone. Very well, it's still there, but you've got to dig for it. So I had lots like that where you're digging and digging and you're knocking nettles out the way. Yeah. You end up using your stick to sort of knock them over. And then you dunk, 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 there it is. And so it's so different to here.
Mm.
And everything's wet, like, because it rains a lot. So, like here, I mean, you guys were talking the other month about eclipse tins just dry out by themselves. No, you weren't there. Fredo was talking
Fredo,
about that.
Fredo's had that analogy for that. A long time.
But over there...
Yeah.
Stop, don't put that
there.
Everything gets waterlogged.
In summer, it'll just dry out.
Everything gets waterlogged over there. So many of the caches have, what do you call it, the write in the rain paper. You know that?
Right on the shit.
They use that in Tassie heaps.
Yeah. Oh, Tassie'd be the same because it's wet down there, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
So that was a difference over there, that they had that. And nanos, freaking nanos everywhere.
You're going to get that if you're going to do city church.
You forget how... No, but I was in the country. There's just nanos in the country. Not in a bush, not in a national park or something, but like in a town, the equivalent of some of our towns on York Peninsula, like little towns like that, or anywhere in country South Australia. So I'm not talking like your Mount Gambiers and your Wyalas, but your smaller towns. So the equivalents of those, they're all nanos because that's what they have over there. So people... Fredo taught me years ago, he says, people will hide what they find.
Yeah, yeah.
So
they replicate.
People find nanos, they'll hide nanos, because they go, well, that's what geocaching is.
That's why everyone
does. The eclipse tins in the last 5 years
has just skyrocketed.
Exploded.
But I'll never complain about a mint tin again, because after finding nanos all the time, mint tins are great.
Yeah, they're
like
great.
That's like a large cache over there. You know, look how big this is.
Yeah.
But I mean, the mint tin's got its place. It's the same as a nano, but someone who puts a nano on a gun
or a train.
I got a gun, one on a gun.
Oh yeah, not.
Well, it wasn't
a fan.
It wasn't a nano to start with. Someone replaced it with a nano.
Wow.
The one at Beningi.
Yeah, we haven't done that one yet, actually.
I can't find it either.
We were going to do that
one.
That's right, the last 2 times I've stopped there, I can't find it either.
Which one?
So I don't know if people are really finding it or not.
Yeah. Which one at Meningi?
Just log it?
That's an artillery gun there.
Oh, I haven't done that one. Oh.
So when I find it, then I'll know if the people have been actually finding
yeah.
it. So each time I go down there, I spend 5 or 10 minutes. Where the hell?
And then where you've looked is actually where the cache has been. Yeah.
Do you actually message the previous finder's hurdle and go, I'm just checking on my cache. Can you
interestingly,
tell me
you generally don't get an answer.
Yeah.
And in fact, the last one I inquired about how they found the GZ about Great Day Out.
Oh,
you guys found it recently too. I didn't bother asking you.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're going to ask, but yeah.
The first point's not there.
Oh, I found the way first waypoint.
So how do you get to the end point?
I found the first waypoint a few years ago.
Did you?
Yeah. But then, and I thought it was like going around.
But so. I quizzed someone else and they said, oh, I did it with Moneydorf.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. And I thought, Moneydorf's got the GZ from somewhere.
Anyway.
They would have.
Come on, these southerners are all paired up together.
Moneydorf's not a southerner.
Oh, but
he's an Easterner.
Yeah.
He's definitely in with the
stuff. No, he's in with everyone. One thing that's a little bit annoying there is you get one line, like that one.
It's
a five-stage puzzle.
Yeah.
It's like,
you get one line about. So that either clearly means he either didn't solve it and he's just talking about the hide, or that's just how he always writes.
Yeah.
You'll get like. For
instance,
FireSafe, we'll just log from his GPS and
it'll
be like found
with
E-Trex.
Yeah. Because so. Great Day Out, that was Team Langley, wasn't it? Langley.
Team Langley. Same with the other one you DNF, that was a Langley one.
Yeah,
we searched it.
I haven't been there for 10 years, so it looks like I might have to replace it.
I'm pretty sure it's
so. I think I took it over about 2 or 3 years
ago. Quick find.
Well, I remember when I found it, it was one of the first cases I actually found. And it was just, you walked up the concrete and it was just behind some concrete or whatever.
There's a big metal beam.
Yeah, something.
So Hurdle, so I don't know if you saw my log today on that sort of thing, but so I even told Hurdle that I said, like, I suspect it's missing, but I'll better copy with you because I know last time I said it was missing and you actually found it. No, I think that was the weird one, so I'm like, all right, like, if I'm pretty sure it's missing, so.
Yeah, no, I saw your log coming. It's probably one of those ones that I should have checked when I was down that way last time doing maintenance run. But because there was no needs maintenance, anything that didn't have a needs maintenance on, I didn't check because I've got so many of them.
Yeah, no.
Look like they need checking, I don't go there. But
yeah.
I've got a few on my list now again, so I have to mark them in my GPS as a reminder.
Does anyone reckon they get random logs when souvenirs are up for grabs, like this mystery of the museum? I keep calling it Night of the Museum or something.
That's a movie, isn't it? Night at the Museum?
Yeah. It's like three of us.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's with.
Oh, no, there might be some people still in that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I haven't noticed it.
I did that in a day, so.
Did you?
I did it all on my trip to Mildura.
What are you inferring, Barney, that, like, that's a random, just for the sake of...
Just asking a question for other people's thoughts.
So they can get the particular jewel they need.
Yeah.
I haven't noticed it, but I'm sure it goes on. I'm sure.
I logged mine all in order and still managed to get everything I needed.
Mm.
So.
I was lucky.
But I did the turtle seal. I went off to...
Oh, and then you're right.
So I did about 300 miles away.
I was lucky that I was in. I was on
overseas,
holiday, so I was caching on holiday.
Caching heaps.
So I logged them sort of in order and sort of out of order. What I mean by that is I found 20 in a day.
Mm.
On that day, I would log the first few that I needed to log to unlock the next bit.
Yeah.
So you know, but I still did it all within that day. Then the next day, I would log.
Mm.
So I kind of, and I don't care. I think that's good enough.
Actually, I did do that.
Zero
rules.
That's
my
rules.
I did do that on one of them. That one that you actually asked me about by the river. I actually went to that as a, not just because it was a dot on my map, but I needed to make sure I got that on the way there rather than on the way home.
Yeah, yeah.
The one on the river.
The one you said you sent me messages, you couldn't find it, and I was the last one to find it.
Oh,
it was in the tree.
Oh, yeah, that was so obvious.
And he couldn't see it.
And look, there was like a beam on the ground, and I was like, there's some bark that had moved, and I was like, this is odd. And then it was actually just hanging in the tree.
Just hanging in the tree. But that had the one I needed to get to the gems.
Mm.
Also, you
yet.
Can't paddle up Yogi Creek either. It's just puddles. Because we did bills, we went up to like the 365 day challenge and then on. and then stopped there, and then we just walked all the way across.
Yeah. Well, Laura and I went the other way, so that's what I was trying to explain to you. I didn't come from the west to part of the Lilies one. We actually came the other way up the creek. We paddled across the river, and then we walked a kilometre and a half or whatever it was.
Yeah, because there's that like 2.5 train.
As you do. We went across on a bloody rowboat as well.
One of those ones from Kmart.
We were just up for the weekend. We weren't planning on doing those sort of things. That's what we used to do. Just hit the road and go. We'll throw the boat in. You know, we have a bit of a paddle around.
I did that with Team Scoopster. We were in Ballarat, and there was a cache on the lake. And they went to Kmart or one of those places, or Big W, got a cheap blow up thing, and that was it. We were off. Because you've got to get the cash.
Just to annoy you, I've got a challenge cache up there next to Bill's that I haven't published. It's been there for 12 months.
Oh, Bill did say something about that, yeah.
I keep losing the coordinates, so I've got to keep asking Monty what the coordinates are.
There's a few kayaking ones that I haven't got up there. So.
That one's always going to be, I was trying to find a challenge at Moneydorp.
Going to put the Warrego challenge out there too, but I have to replace one of the caches. So
I know one you can do for to challenge Money Dog is, you know, the average words per log.
over 15.
You can't do that, but yeah.
Yeah, because to move your average when you've got 30,000 fives, move your average is pretty hard. You'd have to run.
It took him 12 months to do Bill's because he had to do 365 cases in a row.
Oh, right.
And it was in his 50K zone.
I didn't remember hearing about
that. It was not even in 50, it was probably 15K zone.
From
Barry.
Do you think, this is an open question, I mean, because you've been doing it a lot longer than I've been doing it for not caching for nearly 10 years now, but I think I think challenges are the new puzzles, because in the old days, puzzles were not found as much as they are now. And it was hard work. You know, you look at some of those early Zithron ones, which now people find easy, were quite hard back then. And now we know that there's a lot of wheeling and dealing, and not everybody solves puzzles. And look, I don't care, because you play the game however you want to play it. But my point is, I think challenges, though, because you've got challenge checkers,
there's no cheating on that.
Yeah, there's no cheating. So you can kind of go, like you said, 365 days in a row or whatever it is.
Well,
I think they've become the new puzzles, because it is challenging people to go, well, if you want this, fine. Yeah. You have to do a lot of hard work.
It.
Do you know what, though? There's still a few angles to that. One is the fact that challenges are allowing you to qualify for other challenges.
Yeah.
Because if they're DT based or number based.
That's true.
Right? And I know I've touched on it before, and I won't say the name, but there's particular people who go overseas and they'll find a DT grid of Warrego's or DT grid of Maltese or DT grid of letterboxes.
They're in Texas, there's two.
Right? And
that's all right, though.
No, but they come back with those stats. And then there's a puzzle. There's a challenge over Victoria for 50 Warrego's.
That's right.
We've now got 100. But the point. But you can see what my point is.
I don't have
a
problem with that.
So it's the challenges that evolve over time.
The challenge is
right
now not 50s is actually hard to do.
Yeah.
Before I did this 100, I'm only had 38.
You were the 11th in the state for Warrego.
I was fourth.
Oh, because he's done.
I did it first. I was fourth.
Yeah. No, but you were... No,
I'm going to drop every time someone does it. I'm going to drop.
Yeah, because your Warrego fines in total, you were actually 11th in the state for Warrego fines.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm not really...
But once everybody does it, you'll... Yeah.
But see... But that's funny, though, because I've done most of the Warrego's in the state. This is a whole different set of stats again, because you look at my South Australian stats. I've only got 2,000 cash unfound in South Australia. Right? So I've found more Maltese in South Australia than actually exist in South Australia.
Challenges they will evolve where, you know, I mean, and I always think, you know, the likes of yourself, Hurdle or Fredo or whatever, I mean, all challenges are pretty easy because you've obviously got so many fines, more or less sort of thing, right? You know,
most of them.
For new people.
Most of them,
yeah. But yeah, but then like you said, sort of thing, you know, the ones where it's like 100 or 500 multis, for example, sort of thing. But then obviously then if someone does a multi power trail of a couple of hundred, well, then the next challenge will come out and it'll be 800 or something like that. So I actually feel really sorry for the newer caches coming through. Like even, you know, newer caches for oldies sort of thing, right? As they obviously get dissolved, you know.
But don't you think that's exactly what happened with puzzles? Because puzzles were like that. And now that they, then they got harder and harder and harder and harder.
Yeah, that's right. Because people keep seeing.
And now we've moved on to challenges. I mean, the puzzle's still going, of course.
Yeah, that's right.
And the same exact with challenges. That you look at a challenge from years ago and you go, well, that's piss easy. And you look at, like, the 500 multis one, which I was 90 short of.
Speak about that. He's still pissing about that. Because he's only done 400 or something.
Oh, I've got it done. But when it came out, I had it 410. And I thought I was doing all right.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, but that's all right. But I loved it. Because for me, well, two things about, well, three things. One, it's a game, get over it. Two is like, you don't have to find every cache. That's right. If you don't want it, just leave it. And three, I loved it because it challenged, it gave me something to do.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So I don't have a product here, how ridiculous they get, because it gives me something to do.
Yeah, that was like the mystery DT grid. Like, I was like chasing that.
Like, I'm, I don't know if you want, we won't talk about it if you don't want to talk about it, but I know there's a challenge cage coming that is very difficult, and to get to pass, and Heddle knows what I'm talking about, and to pass the test, you need to have 10 locals who've done it. So there are people...
That makes it even harder.
Oh, yeah, right.
And there are people working on it, including myself.
And then just log caches on different days.
Because I'm doing very well, just to let you know, that there will be 10 people by probably within 6 months who will qualify for this.
I've never done that to satisfy a challenge, though.
But like, so this cache, this challenge hasn't even come out yet, and I'm already working on it. Like, and I'm actually enjoying it.
So can I say? I mean, yes. One challenge obviously is find them all, but yeah, the second one actually is, I reckon you're always targeting and doing something, whether it's a Jasmine grid or a DT grid. Or you know, when we did all them sort of thing, and or obviously 365 grid, and the next one after that is okay, now I want to find a multi on every day, or I want to find a small one every day.
It's
or
funny
find,
you should say that.
Yeah, so
a multi on every day.
And that's the thing. And that's the thing, sort of thing is.
I'm working on it right now.
There's a lot of people working on that.
Yeah, so, I've put enough words out to get people to actually work on it for me.
But you,
and they don't even know.
Where do you actually find all these challenges?
We just make them up.
Well, the word challenge has to be in the title so you can search.
Oh, you mean the caches themselves?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just
the word challenge has to be in the title, so it's actually not that hard to...
yeah, if you just search for challenge...
Some of the older ones, maybe not. There's some older challenges right there.
There's nothing for everyone. There's not challenge.
Oh, the SFE one.
No, but it has got challenge on the end of it, I reckon.
So they're all come up as a question mark.
It has to have challenge in the title.
Oh, okay.
As a mystery. Yeah. But when you read them, most of them, not all, but most of them say... The cache is at the published coordinates, but to qualify, you need to do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And it might as well be at the published coordinates. You know why? Because one of the other requirements is that if it's not at the published coordinates, you've got to put the published, you've got to put the final GZ at the bottom.
No, surely you still have to, or you can have puzzle solve. Oh, has that changed now?
You read them. All the ones that were in Victoria that were done, most of them weren't at the published coordinates because they were making geo-art.
Yeah, that's right.
But they had to have the final down the bottom.
On the
on
the page.
Because you can't make them a puzzle. You can, but you still got to put the final there.
So can I say, so the last thing to what you're saying, Tower's Trio, one thing is a shame that Groundspeak never did. Was do a new type. Like, they should have separated mysteries.
I've been doing this for like 3 years.
These impressive have got 20, almost 30.
Well,
they're doing
clicks over, 33 might be my number.
Yeah, there's not enough cache types. Like, it would have been nice if I keep saying cache. I've only been back for a week and a half.
Well, the AR would have been a good thing if it kicked off.
Yeah, but I don't. That one I'm alright with because I think they were dipping their toe in the water to see. Is it going to take off? Because if it's going to take off, like if that went ballistic, which it didn't, but if it did, I guarantee that'd be a new cache type that'd separate it out.
To make a metaverse, like one of those experiences actually took quite a long time.
Yeah.
Because like, I own one in Tassie and it just took like 4 or 5 hours to make one.
I went to do it and then.
I think it's not ready yet.
Give me some info. Oh, that's too hard.
I think those clients, over the next few years, they'll get better. And at some point, there'll be a tipping point where that'll be really easy to do and it might be a whole new thing. But I'm with you, Dave. I think, challenges should have been a cache type on their own.
Yeah, and then there should have been
They missed the boat on that one, I think.
Yeah.
They should have, when they had the amnesty, is when they had the opportunity.
That's
to
right.
When they reintroduced it with an icon.
Right.
Yeah.
And then retrospectively add the icon to the others once.
Right.
Harold's been around long enough, but in the, this is before my time, but in the old days, it used to be, that's when multis were multis. You found multiple containers. That was the whole idea of a multi. And you had traditionals. And the question mark, the mystery, was everything else. It was just a capsule.
That's why it's called an unknown rather than mystery.
That's right.
It's not called an unknown.
Yeah, so it's not even a puzzle. It's just everything else goes in this category.
Yeah, that's right.
But I proved the point. Remember I proved the point with that one? My Sudoku one, I listed as a multi.
Oh.
And then I listed the, this is up at Thalassa Park, where we had the X marks the spot.
Yeah.
So you got the multi, which is a Sudoku, which is pretty funny, because some people say, oh, I sold this at home and I was driving by to pick it up. But you don't, you solve it, you have to solve it at the bloody playground, because you need the answers to put into the grid to then solve
that's
the puzzle, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You can't do it at home. It doesn't matter how good your Google Earth is, you can't do it at home. So they lie. They've blatantly been given the GZ, and they don't even read the case page to realise that they're lying in their answer. But the point was, I put these two out and invoked conversation, because some people were saying, "Oh, this mystery should be a multi, and this multi should be a mystery."
I think it was Fredo.
But my point was that either could be both.
That's right.
No, Fredo was saying that a lot of mysteries in America are just like go to the plaque and get the information off the plaque.
Yeah, there's a few.
But we've got them like that here too.
Yeah,
not many, but we.
He said it's really common over there.
Yeah, it is in other countries. So a lot of countries, what we call a multi, they would publish as a puzzle.
So there's, I mean, yeah, I know there's obviously a lot of, there is obviously a grey area there. My definition should always be a multi should be there as something that, like you said, either need to go to or get information. So, for example, I always thought the good grey area one that invokes a lot of conversation is Fredo's Tamama Shard. So obviously it starts at the grave of the said individual, but then as a spoiler, I mean, it's not really much of a spoiler.
West
Terrace. But actually, there's nothing there to be found, and it's not clear, but there's obviously something you need to do at home first before you go to.
Oh, that's right, because that's a multi, isn't it?
But see, back when that came out, Google wasn't as good as it is today.
No, that's right.
You guys got to remember, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
internet,
some of those puzzles and mysteries, you couldn't Google the information, or if you did, it took you a long time to wade through the right answers.
Yeah.
Now it's like, I can ask Google what the answer to a thing
is. Tamama Shard, is that what it is? Or something like
Tamama
Shard? Tamama Shard.
He's the bloke who died, he's the summoning man.
Yeah, but isn't the words Tamama Shard, that's what they found in
his pocket or something.
But I loved that one, because I, even though I've lived here all my life, I never knew about the summoning man.
He's been sitting here the whole time.
Ben. It could be.
Have
an intermission while the phone rings.
But you know what? The last time I found it,
what,
did
you
I showed
someone
else.
Yeah.
Sitting on the seat there. You know the sculpture sitting on the seat.
From a hidden number, so.
They took it away. Someone chopped his head off.
Yeah, Europe.
Someone took the head off of the sculpture, so they took the whole seat and everything away.
That's a shame.
Apparently, it came back with the cage.
Really?
He's overseas.
And another one happened to the Fredos like that at Mitcham.
There's a competition going on at the moment.
The final was in the car park at the Mitcham Council Chambers. It's one of the, it was a big puzzle one.
Yeah.
And the case was between two car park signs, like a post and a sign on each side, and he's got it back. They took the sign away, changed it or something, and then brought it back and the case was still there.
Oh, that's good. That's cool. Well, actually, I want to check the toll gate that came back, because that disappeared. The case there got archived. And then obviously KB placed one on the bike track next to it. And then the toll gate came back. And I want to double check if the cache is still attached to it.
Yeah, I'll put you on speaker.
Oh, it's Ben.
Ben's trying to log this event.
Yeah, well, we did have a discussion on whether it qualifies.
I'm not sure if it does, to be honest.
Can you hear us, Ben?
I can hear one of you.
Hey, Ben.
Where are you, Ben?
Who's that, Fredo?
Yes. Yeah, I'll take that.
I think you're over here with me somewhere.
He is over there with you somewhere.
Who's that then?
TARDIS.
Oh.
You sound disappointed.
You're over here too, actually, to be honest.
Where are you, Ben?
In a parking bay at the side of the A580.
In which country?
England.
Oh, okay. I was there a week and a half ago. Actually, I think Monty's in London at the moment. And Bill just got back. He was over that way as well. He was in Europe. More of us are over there.
Yeah, Bill's alive. Bill's done, so.
Yeah, Bill came back a week before I did. Ah.
Yeah.
Are you trying to log a find, Ben?
Sorry?
You're trying to log an attendant on this event?
Yeah. You're a long way behind Fredo.
Where is he? I mean, he should be calling in too. It's only 8, 11 in the morning here, so...
Oh. You should be out doing power trails, Ben, getting those fines up.
Getting there.
I'd say day 27 or something now, straight of cashing. I've got plenty of
fines. Oh, good on you.
Day
27.
I've more than enough fines. I'm done with cashing. I'm like, man,
27 days is too much of
it.
He
says everybody in the
room
that's got over
a year straight. Yeah, give me a yell when you get to 1400. I'll tell you what it feels like.
You know what, the only reason I'm not going is because I moved to Strath and ran out of cash.
I wanted to stay married. now the phone... yeah, well, actually, I did a lot while I was there. Well, not heaps, because again, I remained married while I was there too, but I love travelling because you can... They're all anywhere, even in Australia. When you're just somewhere else, you can just cash like mad.
Did you make sure you had six cage types every...
I already did have six cage. Believe it or not, the only one I need for that challenge is I need one letterbox in Queensland. That's all I'm missing. So I already done the UK already. Because unfortunately on Groundspeak, the UK is the country. So it's not England, Scotland, Wales.
Yeah, right.
And Northern Ireland. Yeah, right. Which are legally countries.
Yeah.
So I've got a problem with that. I don't think they've got that right. Because they are actually countries by definition. But Groundspeak...
Is it? No, I reckon Great Britain is the country. Great Britain is the...
It's not... See, Great Britain's different to the United Kingdom. They're all different.
Sorry.
They've only got one government, technically.
The Scottish have their own government.
Yeah, but they still answer to the...
Yeah, but they still run
it. British Parliament, don't they?
They run it. Well, that's what Groundspeak's done. They've made them effectively the man of states.
Mm.
So where the state field is, you've got South Australia, Victoria. Yeah. Over there, you have the state of...
England.
North England, South England, North Wales, South Wales, and... Which upset me greatly, because when I went there the first time, I thought, I'm going to get all these countries under my belt. And I didn't.
Ben, was your holiday planned... Oops, we both spoke at the same time. Was your holiday planned around caching, or the caching was just another part of it?
What's the other reason to be in England, isn't it? I mean...
Well, you're not having a cup of tea with the Queen.
Hello to our English listeners.
He's had an event, and we just had to choose.
The locals are pretty teased about their lack of souvenirs for England and Scotland.
Yeah, I picked up that vibe as well. Yeah.
It's like, we want souvenirs for every bit of the country, or every Meridian called, whatever England technically is. But because all the states in the US get one, and the states in other parts of Europe get souvenirs as well, so...
Yeah, I'm sure they will. Because in Ireland you get... Because obviously you've got Northern Ireland and Ireland. And you do get different souvenirs based on the region. So I think they probably will eventually do the rest of the UK.
Hmm.
But I'm sure it'll come.
Well, we've got the lead, you reckon, and the country.
Yeah, I reckon you'll get... Well, same as in Australia, where you get a souvenir for each state. Groundspeak...
Yeah.
Groundspeak treat the regions in England as states, so I reckon they'll each get a souvenir. Probably. One day. We'll have to wait and see.
Well, I'm going to go find Scotland in a couple of days' time, so...
Oh, good. So you still got a couple of weeks over there, have you?
1 week.
Oh, that'd be good.
So about 30-something days of caching and then I can stop.
You only need 20.
Oh, you got... What's the other one? 100?
100.
Have you done 100, Ben?
100's not that hard.
No, I'm not going to get 100. That's too hard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Actually, you won't be able to do it anyway, because coming back, you lose a day. You do. Coming out on the plane, you lose a day. That was in the middle of my street, so I...
Oh, no.
So I...
Surely you did one, like, at, you know, 5 a.m. before.
Well, what I tried, but you have a half day in the air that's only a few hours long.
Yeah.
And so I actually rang the American podcast at the time and emailed them, and I put the question to the audience. I said, what do you reckon? What's legit? Because I was about day 400 by then, and I wasn't going to chuck 400 days away just because I'm dying. And the answer, the most accepted answer, which is the one I went with because I didn't break my streak, which was, you know, you make your best effort to find one when you get there, and then you find another one within a 24-hour period. So if you think of yourself as a time zone, like I've just found a cache, and I'm a clock,
yeah.
If I can find another cache within 24 hours, which is obviously in Australia in a totally different time zone, which is the next day, but, it's a day and a half past by the time you come across. And that's what I did. And I thought,
TARDIS trio, you've cheated the game.
Well, I'm all right with it because it's my own streak. And I thought,
that's one of the top in the country.
Oh, no, I'm not anymore.
You're one up there, but you're not.
No, I'm about 15 now.
Stephen's got one, I think, the highest. He's up for one of the highest.
Oh, I'm in the top 20. I don't even think I'm in the top 10 anymore.
Well, I take great delight in knowing that I got to number 5 with my 777.
Oh, you see, that's not bad. That's a lot.
Back in the days when it wasn't actually the thing.
Yeah.
No, nowadays, all these impressive. New people go, oh yeah, got to get a cage today, got to get a cage today.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't do that from when I started.
Yeah.
Imagine how many I would be up to now. But the point is, when I did start, after you guys had done, what's his name, Flipper had done 200.
He did 222.
And Scott did 333.
That's right.
And then someone else, Sushi Lord was...
Yeah,
got to a 900.
He got 1,000. I think he did 1, 2, 3, 4.
Was it 1, 2, 3, 4 something? Yeah. So I got to 770 something, and I said, "Oh, this is just too hard." This is just...
That's
so I made it to 777. But that was like 5 years ago.
It's a lot easier now.
I could do the streak now. I could have restarted when I moved back to the city 4 years ago. I could have restarted and still been keep going.
God, no, what do you do that was?
Because there's so many coming out. I've already found over 1,000 cases this year.
Oh, wow.
But this, hear me out though, 690 of those are ones published this year.
Oh, wow.
How many, can you say that you've found 50% of the ones?
Hey, you still
the
there, Ben?
Well,
there's not even been 1,500 cases published in the state.
No, but
you can hear the others, okay?
I haven't got 3,000 to find. That's what I was getting at. I'm not even shot at you, I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
It's even harder for TARDIS because he's up at any for around 20 k's around the meter.
Oh, I've got a few, but they're all hard to run.
You and Trog, yeah.
They're not drive-by.
It's just too hard.
Fredo is up too. He had a streak of 200 before he went to England.
Oh, did
but
he?
Because,
yeah, he was on a mission. He was like, it was just the thing he had going. So for this year, I've found 3,400.
Well, I've ticked over nearly 1,100. But I looked at the other stat, and 690 of them were this year's cache.
Because you only really need to get, for most people, if you want to do your challenges, you just need to get that year under your belt, like do a 365, and then you're done. Then you don't really need to do it again.
Keep working on multis, because I've got a multi challenge coming out that's 940.
Is that many people qualify in the state?
Oh, to find none.
I've got a plan. And if he won't approve it, I'll go to Groundspeak with my logic. The logic being that if I've got 20 people that are within 10% of finding it, of
that's his made up rule though.
No, it's all the reviewers are sticking together. So if they want to stick together on it, fine, I'll take you to ground well, and say I can give you names of 20 people that are within 10% of actually finishing a challenge. And they will approve it.
There's Tasmania, there's some cases like I've got quite a few fines now. I'm fourth in Tasmania. And there's people, and like the top, kept, the 10th person wouldn't even have 1,000 fines. But there's challenges where you need 20,000 points. So like one of those points challenges. And I only have about 15,000 points. And they were like, how do they get them published? Oh, there was a lot of like, Victorians will come over and these sort of people will come over to get these. Because there's like a 5-4 and it's just like next to the road. And it's,
but this is 12.
So you should always include, if Mac and Mob, Alan C, Crackers,
and slotted in.
You should always P-Pass, and say to them, look, if you want South Australian ones, why can't you include people that have got 5,000 South Australian fines?
Mm.
All those people I just listed actually have over 5,000 South Australian fines,
and they'll
come. Yeah, they live in Victoria.
Oh, yeah.
So my argument is, if they've got 5,000 fines, that's more than a lot of people in South Australia have got.
Mm.
Mm.
So there's a fair argument to say, hey, but anyway, the other point about the multis is 940. Is it going to be a Dak Emu's case challenge?
Oh, nice.
Because his stats are absolutely awesome in perspective.
Hmm.
In perspective, no
power
trails.
You should explain who Dak is, because people who listen to this won't know. I mean, I know who Dak is, and you do. These guys probably don't.
We
know Dak.
You do know Dak.
What's his name?
Because he was a Victorian, wasn't he?
Yeah, Victorian. He died 10 years ago.
Died of cancer, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he had a massive
and at
amount
the time,
of fines for him.
At the time, he was right up there, wasn't he?
And do you know why I'm working on this multi one? He is still 25th in the country on multi fines.
Yeah, right.
10 years later, this guy is still 25th on the list.
The legend lives on.
I've only just gone past him in the last 6 months.
Oh, that's incredible.
He's got 940 multi fines. Now, there wasn't that many in the country back then.
Yeah.
He'd done some overseas. He's still got 800 and... Actually, it might be 890.
Yeah.
Australian multi-fines.
Wow.
The rest are overseas ones. But so that's what my challenge is going to be. Some of them will be easy, some of them will be harder. The multi will be the hardest one for people to do, considering it's not
that
many
Freddo's
in the country.
Still got
over 1,000.
Has Freddo still got that multi out, the Daki Emu mod multi, the one that finished?
Yeah, that's still going. That's still working.
Yeah,
he had to change a few waypoints and some numbers. But
because that's how I learned about that.
When we went over with Freddo, he actually said, "Oh, there's a waypoint here."
We did that reverse. Oh, well,
yeah, that's right.
Except for the update one. So,
So anyway, the whole point was it's purely not to make it a really hard challenge, and people will probably be pissed off because 940 multis. What I want to do is I want people to compare their stats to Dak.
Hmm.
So,
if he had
5,000 traditional fines. Oh, it's not 5,000. I think it's 3,500 or something.
Hmm.
So he's got 3,500 traditional fines. That's what the challenge will be.
Oh, right.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
But I can't put a time limit on because no one will qualify.
Yeah.
No one can match his stats in the same time frame. Even your stats wouldn't... Like someone like you or Goodlook or something who's done a massive amount in a short period of time still doesn't stack up with his stats. It's just...
Because there wasn't any power trials, and there were no locations, and they're all out in the middle of nowhere. Was he working at the time? He travelled in the state a lot, so when he came here for three or four days,
he worked during the day and caged at night, basically.
All right.
And he'd come over and he'd pair up with people like Freddo and all that, and they would go off. And he had a bit of a leg in as to how to solve things and stuff because of who he was in with, but. At the end of the day, he still physically found this number of cache, which on today's standard doesn't seem too hard. But they're pre-power trials.
Pre-power
trial numbers. And he's still 25th in the country on multis, for Christ's sake. He was number one. He hit number one overall finder of the country, in the country. He was above Liz and Bruce and Mac and Bob and all those people.
Makes you wonder where he'd be today if he was still alive.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he's been also made a legend of the game.
Oh.
Over the last mega, they.
Oh, that's nice.
So, Mac has actually. Someone said that exactly. That. I wonder how many he had now. Macamob yelled out 100,000.
Yeah.
Liz and Bruce only got what, 50, 60?
They've found like nearly 10,000 caches this year alone.
So. Yeah. But they go and hit the power trails as well. They went to France and hit 1,000 power trails. Yeah.
I've cached a lot. Like, I'm up to 15 a day or something. And it's like, these people are finding like three times the amount of them. Like,
they are retired too.
Yeah.
With super money to spend. Or mobile home, which is what.
And if anyone's caged with Bruce, he's a machine.
Yeah.
He's an absolute machine. He makes me ashamed of my own level of fitness and enthusiasm because he's a few years older than me, and he's
amazing. But that's what they do all day, every day, though.
He's.
And at night time, they're planning the next day.
Yeah. He should be like a life wellness coach, I reckon, and just get people that motivated because he's incredible.
Because back in the day, dynamo. You know, if you got 100 in a month, well, that was absolutely awesome. 100 a month.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Nowadays, you can go out for a day and get 100, right?
In 2 hours. Like.
Yeah. I mean, I go out for a couple of days and I'll go for a day, and if you got 40, it's like, wow.
Yeah, right.
And you did about 500Ks to get that 40.
Yeah.
But, you know, so they were hitting hundreds regularly back then.
Mm.
And I hit 100 once and got the top for the month on 100. That was pretty damn awesome. But then they're just getting. Then suddenly they hit 300 for a month.
Yeah.
Oh, that's 10 a day.
Yeah.
How do they do that? It's like,
well, I remember it was around 2000.
This is also pretty powerful. 2010
or 2011, I went with a group of caches and we got 120 in a day. And in those days, that would have been huge. Phenomenal. And it wasn't a record either, but it was. That's a big day.
Oh, it's still a big day.
And we managed to do it because that was when the first Power Trail came out, which was the Nexi. The first time.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Have you signed the logbook, Ben? Have you signed the logbook for the event?
Oh, sorry to cut you off.
Well, that's a shame. It's a shame that you're here, but not here, really.
There is that logbook, isn't there?
Yeah.
You can just write your name in it the next time you're here.
Oh, we're going to let him
see. He's physically signed his name in the logbook.
You're not required to have a logbook in the event anyway.
It's a South Australian reviewer rule, though.
I think you find it's in ground speak. There's no logbook required.
But there's no rule about, like, you know, 10% of, you know, it's a chingle rule.
I think you find all the reviewers are sticking together on that one.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
agree.
Not a ground speak rule.
No, it's not a ground speak rule.
So,
exactly.
It is in such because ground speak allow, say, in their guidelines that they leave it to local reviewers to set
exactly.
the parameters.
Yeah.
So it is a ground speak rule in a roundabout way. But
I missed the first part of that. So what it's allowed or not allowed, and you also said you don't have to have a logbook or
you
something.
You don't have to have a logbook.
At an event, you don't have to have a logbook.
Yeah,
it's
just
it's easy to audit though, and to late.
It's good when you go. Like I go to Ballarat quite a lot, and like you'll get like 14 people show up at an event compared to 3 or 4 here, like sort of thing. They're going crazy, but you know, and you're like, who are these people? It's just like good because you just get all these logs come through and you're like
I turned up to a Macca's one day
oh yeah,
and I knew half the people. I didn't know the other half, but no one knew, but everyone seemed to know me.
Everybody knows you, Mark.
Even if they've never met me,
everybody knows.
Oh, that's hurdle.
Yeah. It all adds up.
You go there and you're like, yeah, hurdle, yeah.
Yeah, everyone's found a hurdle cage. That's quite
It's
not far off the truth. I've got 1,000 Ks away up on the Northern Territory border.
That's a trip I haven't done yet. I want to do that trip. I've not driven up to Alice. I've been to Alice, but I was young. I was probably 16 or something. But since I've been caching, I've never driven up.
When you go up there, the road between Dalhousie and Mount Fink, there's a lonely grave up there that's got a cache hanging in a tree.
Oh yeah.
Can you find the cache again and send us the coordinates?
Yeah, no worries.
Because what's happened? Bloody ground speak because I didn't do anything about it, they archived my unpublished case.
Oh!
It's the only record I had of the corners.
Oh.
Laura, well, and you can't... Laura and I split up. She adopted it across. You can actually adopt across an unpublished case. Did you
know? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can. Oh. So she's adopted it across, and that was the only record we had of the corners.
Oh. You should give me a virtual
so
if you've got a unpublished case and it's just sitting in the background, like eventually that'll
4 months if you haven't, if there's been no movement on it, so you've got to go there and just add a word and then you can leave it for another 4 months. And I lost some really old numbers. I had some really old numbers that I was going to use just to confuse people. I did one, Bow Harbour Beach was one of them.
Yeah, I've lost a couple, but that's because I haven't...
They slipped under the radar of the publishing because people have their little brackets that they get their GSAC updated on.
Oh.
Well, I actually used an old number and an old date, published date, and it slipped under the radar for everyone. It was just
moving
around.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I lost a couple.
Well, other people said I...
What was that,
Ben? You called me a knob?
Yeah,
Fredo does that sometimes as well. Yeah. Oh, it's just one of those things. But I lost all of them. I had some six-digit ones and I lost them. They archived them on me.
We've got to zip off, though. Thanks, Barnick. Thanks. Thanks, Lakeside.
Before I become a lounge.
Yeah, we better go. I better go home.
Hey, your back's just coming.
Yeah, I thought it might be. Well, are you going to give us a hint before we leave?
The hint. Keep working at the geo-checker message.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm looking at while I've been talking.
And then send me how you go.
Yeah. Send bridge to their corners. Thanks, Barnett. Thanks.
No worries.
There's a